On a recent visit to Malahide and Fingal in North Dublin, I happened to notice that throughout the town they have age-friendly parking spaces. So I made inquiries in relation to these and discovered that it's a policy that Fingal County Council has implemented themselves, whereby they have designated certain parking spaces as being age-friendly. So it's for those who maybe are a little bit older, are infirm, maybe don't have great mobility, but they don't actually have or they're not entitled to a blue badge which would enable them to park in disabled spaces. So Fingal came along, saw a need for this, and they designated age-friendly spaces very close to existing disabled spaces so that people in Malahide and in Swords in North Dublin can access the bank or the post office or a supermarket or whatever the case may be. And it works in a sort of an honour-based system. There's no application, no assessment, and there's no pass given out to you. It's just that if you see that space and it's designated as age-friendly, if you don't need it, if you're perfectly fit and healthy and able to walk, just don't park in it, and it works. It seems to work for them in Fingal. So I've asked the council here to implement a similar system in Donegal.
And on a similar vein towards the blue badges and eligibility for them, you raised autism-friendly spaces where people with children with intellectual disabilities would not qualify but still need that accessibility function.
Absolutely, and it's the same principle applies. Those who have autism quite often have multi-complicated sensory needs, and they need to be able to park in locations that are very handy to the services they want to access. And the flip side of that is if they're in a shop, if they're in at a medical appointment and they have a sensory overload and they need to leave very quickly to regulate, they need to know that their car is parked nearby and that it's very quick to exit the building and just get into the car to safety so that they're able to regulate, that it reduces stress for the family and for those who are caring for them. And one organisation I've been working with very closely in relation to this proposal is iCare, who are very obviously at the coalface of caring for those with autism in the heart of Inishowen, and they had identified a need for this type of parking. So I was very happy to work with them and to introduce this motion today.
And I suppose that would help with getting out more and not confining people to their homes.
Yeah, it would absolutely increase independence for those with autism because it would give them, if they're able to drive themselves, it would give the people caring for them the comfort knowing that there are parking spaces that they are most likely going to be able to access and that they're very convenient to the services they need, should that be shops, should it be medical appointments, should it be schools, churches or whatever other facilities that they're going and using, and that they know the parking spaces are there, that they can park in them and that it's just convenient and it increases their independence then, which is vitally, vitally important. That those with autism and additional needs are independent and indeed fully integrated in our society.
I suppose just finally on the same point about parking, accessible parking, you've asked for a review into the parking spaces in Donegal, perhaps for about size and length, and you've raised an anecdote of a constituent. What was that?
Yeah, so I had been contacted by a gentleman who's in a wheelchair for most of his life, and he has his own specialised van that he drives. The door opens at the back of it and the ramp folds out from inside. But what has happened to him on a number of occasions is he parks in a disabled spot because he has a blue badge. Someone comes along and parks in the space behind him. Legitimately, it's not that they're double parked or parked in the wrong place, but that prevents that gentleman from opening his van and allowing the ramp to unfold so that he can get back into the van to drive away. And on a number of occasions, he's had to just sit on the footpath waiting on the person who parked behind him to come and leave to remove their car. So, I mean, they have done nothing wrong, he has done nothing wrong, but obviously there is something wrong with the disabled bays. They're not long enough or wide enough, or they're in the wrong location, etc. So I've asked the council to undertake a full review of all the disabled spaces throughout the county to ensure that a situation like that doesn't arise for those who do have blue badges and who are able to park in those disabled spots.
And were you pleased with the council's response to that?
They certainly didn't reject it outright. They did say that they will undertake a review of the disabled parking spaces, and then following that, they may, if there is still a need, implement the autism and age-friendly spaces. I'd ask them to run the processes concurrently so that they can do both. It's not an and-or, it's let's do both of them together, and let's be proactive for those who have disabilities and additional needs in Donegal.